We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I'm not saying that Senator Manchin intentionally wants to hurt people.
But if you're using this as a religious argument, the Bible is about choice.
He's in cycle. I hate to say this, but I like it.
And we did a lot of it, but nobody knew the deep state was that deep.
Well, some of us suspected it anyway, President Trump, I'd have to say. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show today. It is, we made it to Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, and we'll keep you up to date with all the traffic and weather and everything. Just stay tuned for that. I'm joined this morning by Robin Walensky, who's helping us out with the news. You've heard her there at the top of the hour. Robin, good morning to you.
Hey, Mark. You know, I miss my president there when I hear his voice.
No,
I'm like,
kidding.
Where is that guy?
I need to hear somebody go, China. Makes me feel better. It really does.
Right?
Few mean tweets. I'm in great shape then.
I'm all about it.
That's a great point. Hey, let's get to our other guest, and that is Hans
von Spakovsky. You know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just great, thanks.
Good. Great to get you on here this morning. And, you know, I just have to say, I know that you're breathing a sigh of relief because now that we're about to have 80,000 new IRS agents, right, to help investigate everything in America, we're all going to be better off.
Yeah, what a difference it would have made if instead of having 80,000 new IRS agents, we had 80,000 new Border Patrol agents. You know, wouldn't that make a little more sense?
That exactly would make a lot more sense. But this is what we're only beginning to find out, all the things that are buried down in this this bill that the Democrats passed yesterday. It'll go to the House. Still got to go to the House, get the president's signature. But it'll be interesting. The let's put it this way. The tax attorneys are going to have a ball with this one because they're going to have a lot of new regulations to figure out, right?
Well, yeah, but look, the biggest effect on this is it's going to make what's going on in the economy even worse. When you're in a recession, you don't increase taxes unless you want to make the recession even worse.
Yeah, it seems so common sense. And yet they did it anyway, and they all applauded themselves and broke their arms, patting themselves on the back when it happened. You know, I got Robin Walensky in here with me this morning, and Robin and I were just talking earlier about elections and everything that's coming up in the next few months. What I didn't understand. What is the Anti-Deficiency Act, and what is Joe Biden doing through executive action? You say it violates election law.
He issued an executive order last year, actually, telling every executive agency, so everybody from the Department of Justice to the Social Security Administration to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, to get involved in not only registering people to vote, but to helping them fill out and complete applications for mail-in ballots and also to provide them with whatever other assistance, including ID documents, they might need to get registered and voting. This is going to cause huge chaos and confusion for state election officials. In fact, more than a dozen secretaries of state sent a letter protesting what Biden is doing. But the worst thing about it is, and look, you know this, Mark, to be true, who is it that deals with federal agencies the most? People who are vulnerable, right? People applying for welfare benefits, people applying for Social Security disability benefits. What's going to happen when the person they're dealing with at an agency says, oh, by the way, you need to register to vote. And, oh, here, let me help you apply for an application for a mail-in ballot. Now, what are those very vulnerable people going to think? They're going to think, oh, man, I better register and I better vote for the Democrats who control the White House, because otherwise this person I'm dealing with here at this agency, they may not approve my application for benefits.
Wow.
So Hans, hey, it's Robin. So basically, yeah, the play here is to cheat again.
I think it's to use the federal government as the get out the vote machine for the Democratic Party. I think that's what's going on. And Mark asked me about the Anti-Deficiency Act. Look, there's this federal law that says that federal employees and federal agencies can't spend taxpayer money on things that Congress hasn't approved and hasn't appropriated money for. And Congress hasn't appropriated money for a huge federal voter registration and voting process. In fact, remember, they rejected that when Congress, the Democrats, tried to push through H.R. 1 and it got voted down.
Yeah. Well, if they could do it through reconciliation, they would, it sounds like. So they don't need Zuckerbucks. If they've got this, they can still go in and influence how local elections are being run.
Yes, this is Zuckerbucks 2.0. In the last election, they used big private funds to as grants to local election offices to get out the vote for Democrats. Now they're using the federal government and federal taxpayer funds to get out the vote for Democrats.
Yeah, just amazing. Listen, now, Hans von Spakovsky, always great having you on here, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good stuff. And Hans has written the book on election reform and protecting our elections. Go to dailysignal.com or the Heritage Foundation to find out more about that. If you've not read it, it really is like a handbook to what happened in 2020 and what needs to be done to fix it. There's just no doubt about that. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to your check of business here at the bottom of the hour. I don't know if Wall Street responds today or not to the Economic Reduction Act that the Senate passed this weekend. We'll get a feel for that, I think, and maybe those jobs numbers this morning from Jennifer Koshenka about 6:35. In other news, at 6:45 with Robin, and next hour,
yes,
we're going to talk more about a medical freedom conference that's coming to St. Louis. You can attend it. It's open to the public. I got a pediatrician on talking about the importance of understanding what these vaccines are that they're wanting to give to your children. That's going to be about 7:35. I'll get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But Taiwan is next. Just watch what's happening. You see it happening before you. How stupid it was that she went. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement like never before against the opposing political party. They send their law enforcement out to get them because they can't beat us at the polls. So let's lock them up.
Yeah, let's lock them up is what the former president had to say there. And here's what else he said.
Trump here. Are you tired of winning yet?
Yeah, because he won the poll at CPAC, the straw poll, right, Robin? He won it big time.
Yeah, 69% and then 26% for DeSantis, 2% for Cruz. Let me tell you something. None of these world actors would be acting up if he was still sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Mark. Let me tell you something. Just like his children didn't act up, the Trump children, because their father was not an enabler and he didn't put up with it.
Yeah, that's a great point. You got to wonder. I mean, Ukraine all around the globe. We've seen pushback because your enemies recognize weakness and they see that emanating out of the White House now.
Let me tell you something. If Trump was there, none of this would be all these little kids, all these bad actors. Your kid isn't going to take that Oreo out of the cabinet if he knows he's going to get a little slap on the wrist. You know what I'm saying? And that's why everybody is acting up, because they know that there's no one in charge. And the people who are in charge are weak. And when weakness always leads to bad things. I'm telling you, this whole Ukraine thing, none of that would have happened if Trump was still president.
And nothing happened for the 4 years he was in office, for sure. Robin Walensky is joining us this morning, helping us out with news and commentary. And we appreciate having her in here. You know, I wanted to ask your thoughts, Robin, on the elephant in the room at CPAC, the fact that Ron DeSantis was not there. Now, I listened to him at CPAC back in the fall. I covered that. I took the show live down there for a couple of days. Ron DeSantis,
right.
in Orlando. Ron DeSantis was a huge speech at that convention and got a huge reaction from the crowd. And for him to just simply not be there at the one in Dallas, I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, I had friends that were there and were hoping to get a little selfie with Big Ron from Florida. But I think it really speaks volumes. My take on it is that he is never going to be a VP pick with Trump. Ron DeSantis is his own man. And I think he's waiting to see, you know, if Trump really decides he's going to run. Also, you have the age and the health factor. So he's kind of being quiet on the side. But I'll tell you, the fact that he wasn't there really, to me, speaks volumes, Mark. Volumes.
I see the logic of having him on the ticket, but Trump doesn't play that way. And if he perceives a potential threat from someone, he tries to take him out at the knees. I don't think DeSantis wants any part of that.
He's not a good number two guy. There's some people that should just not be the number two guy. They need to be number one. You know, some people only want to be class president. They don't want to be class vice president, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Everybody I know who lives in Florida loves Ron DeSantis. I mean, the guy is a rock star down there and can easily be reelected or elected to the Senate or whatever he decides to do.
You think he stays
governor then in the meantime?
Yeah, I think he sits it out. And again, I think with Trump being close to 80 years old, even though he has the energy of, he has more energy than most 60-year-olds.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
I think he just sits it out and he's going to be the friends of mine, people in political circles, just, you know, regular people call him Trump without the crazy. And, it's kind of an interesting way to put it, but. I think he's got the same stamina as Trump, and he's again a non-enabler, which is what we need. And he could stand up to little Rocket Man out there in North Korea. We need somebody who's strong after what we've got now.
Amen. And for anybody that missed it, listen to what Trump said about Admiral Ronnie Jackson, his former doctor at the White House. Carl, cut 8.
Ronnie Jackson, my doctor. Dr. Ronnie. Where's Ronnie? Where's Ronnie? Oh, he was the White House doctor. He was a great doctor. You know, he was an admiral, a doctor, and now he's a congressman. I said, which is the best if you had your choice? And he sort of indicated doctor because he loved looking at my body. It was so strong and powerful.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. All the headlines are making fun of him for saying that this morning, but it just...
it's just so Trump to say something like that.
He's not hot.
No.
He's not hot. Not hot.
In his own mind, he is, though, Robin. That's all that matters.
For sure.
Hey, coming up, we'll get a check of business, find out what the jobs numbers might have done to the Wall Street this morning. And then in other news with Robin at about 6:45. We're back in just a minute.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's going to be tight. The Republicans have, at best, a slight edge.
I'm very optimistic, but I'm realistic that, you know, you have to raise your money. Democrats are raising good money. Joe Biden is our key here. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this bill is not going to help Democrats. It's going to help Republicans. Raising taxes $700 billion, cutting Medicare $280 billion, raising gas taxes, having 87,000 more IRS agents. You know how happy people are to have more IRS agents out there? I mean, this is not going to be popular around the country.
Yeah. Senator Rick Scott, if you didn't recognize the voice there, talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. Big question is, will it have any impact on the market? Let's get to Jennifer, please. Jennifer Kashinka, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, but I came back here and we still have no air.
Oh, no. How's that possible?
I know. It was supposed to be fixed Wednesday. I'm like, I walked in. I said, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well, is that why you took off Friday, so they could fix the air conditioning?
You would think. I really can stand it hotter than most people, but this is really crazy.
Oh, feel for you. I'm telling you. Hey, what's going on out there?
All right. So futures are higher following the S&P 500's third straight weekly gain as investors shift focus to a key inflation report this week. A new reading for the Consumer Price Index slated for Wednesday will give investors more clarification about the central bank's next move at its policy meeting in September. As mentioned, the Senate has passed a bill spending hundreds of billions of dollars on climate and health care programs while raising taxes on large profitable companies. The bulk of the spending, more than $300 billion, are investments to tackle climate change and boost clean energy, including incentives for farmers and ranchers to reduce methane emissions and an extension of the electric vehicle tax credit. The legislation would empower Medicare to negotiate prices with drug companies for the first time. The package includes a cap on the price of insulin for seniors on Medicare, but Republicans successfully removed a $35 cap on insulin in the private market. The bill also raises revenue through a new 15% minimum tax on large corporations. CVS Health is seeking to buy Signify Health as the drugstore and insurance giant looks to expand in home health services. The Wall Street Journal says Signify is exploring a sale and other potential buyers are in the mix, meaning CVS could face competition from other managed care providers and private equity firms. For Rhode Island-based CVS, a deal would help fulfill its stated ambition to become an even bigger provider of medical services. UPS has agreed to acquire Italy's Bomi Group as the transportation giant looks to bolster its medical products distribution business. UPS didn't disclose the sale price. The Wall Street Journal previously reported that the deal was worth several hundred million dollars. Bomi distributes a range of medical products to hospitals, clinics, labs, as well as to patients' homes. It operates in Europe and Latin America. The deal for Bomi would expand Atlanta-based UPS's operations in those regions. The giants of the video game world saw their sales slide in the spring quarter as initial tailwinds from the pandemic faded. In the 3 months ended in June, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo each posted disappointing results in their respective gaming businesses. The numbers reflect a broader contraction in consumer spending on video games. Americans spent $12.4 billion on games in the second quarter, down 13% from a year ago. The action film Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt, took the top spot at the box office this weekend, bringing in $30.1 million. The debut for Sony Pictures was solid but unspectacular for a movie that cost $90 million $1,000 to make. The weekend's other new wide release, Easter Sunday, struggled to catch on, opening with $5.3 million. DC League of Pets was number two with $11.2 million. Jordan Peele's Nope continued to perform well, earning $8.5 million in its third weekend. And move over, Titanic. Here comes Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun has toppled Titanic as the seventh biggest film ever at the domestic box office, earning $662 million in ticket sales. For Paramount, Top Gun Maverick also has overtaken Titanic as the studio's biggest film in its 110-year history. Top Gun Maverick has sold a similar number of tickets overseas as it has domestically, with the film's international tally standing at $690 million, and that is without China or Russia.
Wow. So how many times have you seen it now and contributed to that, Jennifer?
Negative zero.
Come on. Are you going to?
No.
Oh, that's a great movie.
I've heard.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Yep. Wow. Let's get to Robin back on here. I want to know, Robin, Top Gun up or down? Yes? Thumbs up?
Hold on. She can't hear you yet.
She cannot hear me yet. Sorry.
Because she and Jennifer are on the same line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
I thought it was.
There's Robin.
Oh, Robin, are you there? Okay. Wow. So we're having a few technical difficulties.
Robin?
That's okay.
Robin?
We'll get to her here in a second. Carl, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is Bullet Train, and why have I not heard about it before that business report?
It's a Brad Pitt movie, and it is directed by the director from John Wick, and it is an action movie, and Brad Pitt plays an assassin.
Is it good?
I have not seen it yet because I had something else to do last week when they showed it to us. College stuff. And then I really wanted to see it because I thought it would be very bang, bang, shoot 'em up. And I heard it is bang, bang, shoot 'em up. And people are saying it's just mindless August fun.
Good. That's good. I think I hear Robin back on it. Robin, you there?
I am here.
Yes. Are you a moviegoer? Did you see Top Gun Maverick?
I didn't. My husband sees movies with his four kids, and I stay home and chill, and I watch nonstop news because I'm the biggest news nerd you ever met.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm telling you what, we got a lot in common with that. But I did go see Top Gun twice already.
How was it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's everything you think it is.
It's not woke. Yeah, it's not woke. I mean, remember there was all these stories that, in the original Tom Cruise has this leather jacket, and it had a patch on the back of it from Taiwan, and the rumor was the Chinese were pressuring the
Paramount
company to remove that from the sequel because they didn't want anything pro-Taiwan shown on the and they didn't. They left it in there. I mean,
which
there's nothing woke
not
about
being
it
shown in China.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, come on now.
I mean, honestly, you know what that means? That means how many billions of yen did Tom Cruise give up?
A lot.
Or whatever the I don't know.
It's not yen.
Listen,
not yen. What is it?
The Chinese currency.
The Chinese currency. Yeah,
yuan.
Yeah. Yuan. That's it. I can't pronounce it correctly.
Yen is Japan.
Yeah, but yeah. He already made $200 million on this movie. $200 million. Trump is not. Is that what you said earlier?
Trump is not hot. But Cruz. Very easy on the eyes.
Brad Pitt, you a Brad Pitt fan?
No, okay. I don't like blondes.
He's a Missouri boy down in Springfield. A lot of people in Missouri claim him.
That's why I'm not into Trump's looks because he's blonde. I don't do the blonde thing. But it is what it is. My husband has gray hair, so he's in the mix.
There you
he's
go.
Safe. He's in the mix.
That's good. That's good. All right. So I got to get to a break here. We're going to get to In Other News with Robin right on the other side of this break. Next hour, Dr. Rennie Moon is going to join us. She is a pediatric hospitalist, and she's going to talk at a conference that's coming up that you can attend at the end of this month right here in St. Louis, telling parents what they need to know about vaccines, questions, impact on your children, whether or not you should consider them getting it. And I have just a clue as to what direction she's going to go on that. Dr. Rennie Moon coming up about 7 o'clock.
35. We'll be right back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Little Magnum PI there. Actor Roger Mosley has died, Mark. 83 years old. He had a car accident.
Oh, he was the helicopter pilot.
He was TC,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
I never watched that show. Were you guys a big fan?
Oh, yeah. Sue's I shocked. Loved Magnum P.I. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Gosh, please.
I was busy watching the Flintstones back then.
Magnum, you would say Magnum was hot, right? And dark
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
He wasn't blonde,
on the hot meter. But that was a little bit before my time, that show.
I love Magnum P.I. And for all I know, I was watching it in reruns, but I certainly remember watching a lot of them.
Thursdays, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's
I love Magnum P.I. That was great.
Please, that's the best show ever.
Let me tell you that this was a crazy story that happened over the weekend. I can't believe this. Talk about still breathing. Actress Anne Heche, she suffered severe burns after an L.A. car crash, and they say she's in stable condition. Did you guys see this? She was in, like, this little blue box car, and a Ring doorbell caught it, and she's, like, zooming by.
She crashed twice.
Twice! And then she rams into a house, sets the house on fire. I'm just wondering, was it one of those little electric cars or with the batteries that implode, or what was going on? But they say that she was wasted.
Now, it was a Mini Cooper, wasn't it, what she was driving? Did I read?
Mini Cooper, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a real car.
She was doing a podcast right before it where she was admitting that she was doing shots of vodka.
Oh.
And I heard chasing the shots with wine, as you would.
Then there was a picture online of her sitting in the car, and in the console, you can see what looks like one of those pint bottles of vodka with a red lid on it. Sitting there. Now, I don't know if it seemed to be the same day, but I don't know where the picture came from. So this is a mess.
Here's my question. Why would you mix
red wine and vodka,
and then how do you end up in somebody's house, and how crazy are you? And then what about the woman who was in that house who now lost all her stuff because of a drunk, crazy Anne Heche?
Yeah.
Whose claim to fame is, wasn't she married to the talk show lady?
Ellen DeGeneres.
They dated for a long time.
Briefly. They weren't married, correct?
She's married to Portia de Rossi.
Yes, correct. Good thing she wasn't driving a Porsche, I guess.
You need like a roadmap to just to follow all this. But anyway, you know, we wish her the best. But severe burns on most of her body. I can't believe she survived it. When you see the damage, it's amazing. It's a miracle she's alive.
It took 30 minutes to get her out of there. They had to use a crane to lift the car out of the house to extract her from it. I don't know how she survived. Apparently she was burned, but is apparently expected to recover. So
TMZ, of course, TMZ had that footage over the weekend of her all wrapped up in like the blankets. They said that there were 59 firefighters from the LA Fire Department there. They used the jaws of life. I mean, it's a crazy story. One more for you. Do you know that Amazon is buying iRobot? That's the maker of the Roomba vacuum. You know, the little thing, you turn it on, it just goes wild in your house.
We could not live without it. We couldn't live without our Roomba, honestly. We need two of them.
But now Amazon will know more about your house this way. Like if you have kids or how big your house is.
Yeah, but Roomba's already Wi-Fi enabled. I mean, you can always already schedule it with your phone and all that stuff. So
what if they put a camera in it?
You know, when my grandson was only about 5 months old, we sat him on it and got video of him riding around the house. It was pretty funny.
Like a little ride?
Exactly.
Like a little Roomba ride?
He thought it was pretty cool because he wasn't mobile at that point.
But
so.
Also, this means they'll be cheaper because they'll be on Amazon.
Expensive, right?
Oh,
aren't
yeah.
Like
what?
$300?
Oh,
500?
Yeah. They're more than that. Probably six something for the nice ones. So
the price will go down, and then you won't have cat fur or dog hair on the floor anymore.
And you can get them faster because Amazon usually gets stuff there the next day.
By the way, I'm a big Prime. I'm a member of Prime. You know, you pay a little extra and then everything comes free to your house, allegedly.
Yeah.
if nobody steals it. When the Roomba comes, I really want to be there because I don't want anybody stealing it.
Exactly. You have to have one of those. I think that's a good That's good news, actually. Hey, coming up next hour, we'll talk to a pediatrician about the vaccines and tell you about a big medical conference coming to St. Louis later this month.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.